Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Friday's edition of All Subjects Everything. I'm your host, Chris Stevens. Hopefully you're ready for the weekend, maybe a long weekend for some, maybe a Valentine's weekend for others. But it's the weekend just the same. If this is your first time tuning in, All Subjects Everything is an internet interactive radio show. When we are live on the air, you can call in with a question or comment at 661-554-9194. You can also check us out in the Blog Talk Radio Network chat room, as a few of my Steven listeners like to do from time to time. Or if you're having to follow along via Twitter, just use the All Subjects Everything hashtag. And remember, if you can't listen to us live, we're available on iTunes. You can go to the iTunes store, search for All Subjects Everything under podcast, download the shows for free, rate us from 1 star to 5 star, and then write a little review. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you'd like to hear and see in future shows, and we will do our very best to accommodate you. And for you smartphone users, All Subjects Everything is available on the Stitcher mobile app. You can download Stitcher to your smartphone. Search for us there. Take us with you in the car, the gym, the office, wherever you want to get in on the conversation. Facebook, facebook.com/ All Subjects Everything. Remember, we need the likes, like desperately. Seriously, doesn't take long. Just facebook.com, All Subjects Everything. That's all one word. Type it in. Let it come up. Hit the like button, and then, you know, you'll be contributing something. There you will find previous show links, news updates, and what we're working on. And we will also be turning it into a forum. We'll be rolling out questions and poll topics. You guys can talk amongst yourselves. You know, we'll get in on the conversation, and that will, you know, help us develop a better show. Okay. So I know you guys probably, if you listened to yesterday's show and then you heard the music that started this show, you probably thought, oh, man, I probably hit the wrong link. Nope. Blog Talk Radio was getting on my everlasting nerves with the glitches. I could not change music bumpers this morning. Like I guarantee you, if I try to do it now as I'm talking to you guys, it'll pop up or it'll still be, you know, yeah. Yeah, the page still won't open. So, yeah, it's stupid. I really need to change podcast formats anyway, because I feel like Blog Talk Radio is getting kind of worn out. But being between jobs, being a freelancer, you get what you pay for. And free 99 is, you know, you get what you pay for. I mean, it's free. I mean, there's going to be some, you know, some foolishness every once in a blue moon. Yep. See, I would show it to you guys now, but I really don't feel like clicking on my phone and trying to talk at the same time. So, yeah, just take my word for it. You are listening to a different show. don't get discouraged. But then again, who really doesn't mind a little bit of Cam'ron 2 days in a row? But hopefully BTR will have this foolishness settled next week so I can just have 10 different songs for 5 episodes every day. That's the goal. So, yeah. Just It's the Libra way. We explain things away. My birthday is September 25th, if you're wondering. I'm a Libra. We explain things away. Not to the level of Kanye West. Because Kanye definitely, you know, has this, you know, thing where he tweets, you know, the Articles of Confederation and the constitutional amendments and shit, trying to make a point. And it really kind of sort of, you know, borders on hilarious and absolutely bizarre. So that's pretty, I mean, today, if you follow Kanye West on Twitter, he's talking about, you know, using the B word and that he didn't diss Taylor Swift on this new song of his on the album. First called Swish, then called Waves, then called Kanye Has Lost His Ever-Loving Mind. I made up that title. But now is The Life of Pablo, and it's supposed to be out today. So he goes on his long Twitter rant about how he didn't diss Taylor, how the B-word is a term of endearment in hip-hop, kind of like the N-word. And, yeah, Kanye, he gone. He gone. That's all I can say is he gone. Really ain't too much, you know. Really ain't too much you can say about him at this particular time. But as I was saying, you know, I was just trying to explain to you guys why you feel, if you feel like you're hearing a deja vu, you are. Because, you know, it's a different episode, but it's going to be the same two music bumpers as we head off into the sunset for the week. Okay. Explanation over. NBA now, which is the reason for this particular show. And the NBA All-Star Weekend is popping off this weekend. For the first time ever outside of the United States, it is north of the border in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Of course, you know, the Raptors are the lone survivor of the NBA's Canada experiment. If you recall, back in 1995, the Raptors and the Grizzlies entered the league together. But, of course, the Grizzlies originated in Vancouver. Now they have a long and loyal fan base in the southern blues town of Memphis, Tennessee. But the Raptors have stayed the course. They've been moderately successful, which has helped. They've been to the playoffs. They've won a playoff series here and there. They had a superstar for a long time in Chris Bosh, and now they have a team full of really good players. In fact, they have the second-best record in the Eastern Conference behind LeBron James' Cleveland Cavaliers. We'll talk about them in a second. But the All-Star Weekend in Toronto, Toronto's kind of turned into a destination town for, you know, the hip-hop set, the younger crew, the younger core of folks, you know. And, of course, with rap's biggest star arguably, you know, coming from Toronto, Drake, and he's a part of the Raptors organization, is kind of like a creative consultant. It was only a matter of time before, you know, Toronto got to host All-Star Weekend. But we'll talk about All-Star Weekend probably on Monday when we come back from a holiday break or whatever. But actually Tuesday. Because I may take Monday off. I haven't decided yet. You guys listen to this show and say, Chris, you need a break, or Chris, keep your ass here. It's up to you. I mean, if you want to all subjects everything on President's Day, I have nothing against it because I really wasn't doing anything on President's Day anyway. So we'll see how it goes. But as far as, you know, the biggest story in the NBA right now, it's got to be the Golden State Warriors, the defending NBA champs. They won 67 games last year, you know, which was a franchise record. Pretty good year. You know, Steph Curry, the MVP, they won their first championship since 1975. They're the toast of the town. I mean, they're the hoop du jour. They've, you know, kind of, you know, pattern and trademark this thing of positionless basketball where you really don't, you know, have a center, power forward, point guard, shooting guard, small forward as you once did for many, many years. The Warriors put their five best guys on the floor. Only one happens to be below 6'4", but the rest are all 6'7" and 6'8". And they just close teams out. They wear you down. If they don't get you in the beginning of the game, which they normally do, because they usually, it's nothing for them to have 65 to 70 point first halves, but they'll get you in the end. Living proof of that is a record of 48-4. Now I'm going to pull up my calculator really, really quickly to figure this out. So they have 30 games left in the season with a winning percentage of 923, which is pretty doggone impressive. So that's 28 more wins. So if we're going on based on winning percentage, the Warriors would finish with a regular season record of 76-6. That would pretty much obliterate the 95-96 Bulls, who of course are the only NBA team in history to win 70 games in a season. They went 72-10. I don't know if the Warriors can keep that streak up. Number one, I don't think it's going to be in their best interest to play for 70 wins, because when the playoffs come around, you want to be in good health. That's really why Greg Popovich, you know, really doesn't, you know, subscribe to home court advantage. And it's kind of worked out for the Spurs, as, you know, they've only missed the conference finals or the NBA finals in the last five years a couple of times, twice actually, last year and, of course, 2011 when they lost to Memphis in the first round, one of the few 1-8 losses for a top seed in the West. But Spurs are right on the low-key thing about it is the Spurs are right on the Warriors' tails at 45-8. So with a winning percentage of 849, and they have 29 games left. That's 24 wins. That's 25, actually. So the Spurs would finish, if we go by percentages, if the percentages break out through the season, Warriors would finish 76-6, and the Spurs would finish 70-12. I don't, just think about how silly that sounds. You legitimately have, in the year of our Lord, 2016, two NBA teams with the potential to win 70 games. And there's only been one team in the 70-year history of the league to even get that close. And it's not to say that the Western Conference is a joke. I mean, you can go down the list. The Thunder have 40 wins. The Clippers have 35. The Grizzlies have 31. There's not a team that, you know, from 1-8 right now that's below 500. And the Houston Rockets, despite their ineptitude, are right there at 27-28 for a playoff spot. They're only a half game behind Utah, who's 26-26. I mean, the Western Conference is a dogfight night in and night out. But the Warriors, they aren't just, you know, winning games by the skin of their teeth. They're beating the dog snot out of teams. They have 30-point wins over the Cavaliers, who they beat in the finals last year, the Spurs, who are on their tail, the Chicago Bulls, who, when healthy, are a very good team. And then they just have nights where they like to show off, you know, where they just, you know, put up 130, you know, 133 to 105 type wins and stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And once again, if they don't get you in the beginning, they will get you in the end. The Sixers, my Philadelphia 76ers, worst record in the league, I know, came from about 25 down to tie the game. But, you know, of course, that Warrior ball movement led to a Harrison Barnes three-pointer with literally less than half a second left. And, of course, you know, they snatched victory from the jaws of defeat against the Sixers. Like they're just toying with teams at points now. Like, it's like, okay, we let the Sixers get back in. I mean, they had their little fun. Game's tied. Let's go home. That type of thing. And I really don't see anybody challenging them for a championship save for the Spurs. Because Popovich is going to have, you know, he's got the ace in the hole of being able to rest Tim Duncan, because he has a ridiculous amount of post players that can contribute and, you know, do work. Like all-star LaMarcus Aldridge, veteran David West, and Boban Marjanovic, I think that's how you say his name. Either way, this guy looks like, you know, Lurch, but he's 7'3", 290 pounds, and has a beautiful touch around the basket, finishes strong, can rebound and block shots, and Pop hasn't even turned him loose yet. You got to be really nervous if, you know, facing the Spurs, because you've got, you know, and of course you've got the legendary Tim Duncan, you know, just in relaxed mode right now. Like, Tim hasn't had to take over a game yet this year and probably won't have to do so until the playoffs start, even if then. Like, we never thought we'd see a day where Tim Duncan is just a spoke on the wheel. And that's credit due to Greg Popovich being a genius and, you know, helping and R.C. Buford, the general manager, and, you know, scouting overseas talent and getting guys who literally fit their system. Of course, you got, you know, 2014 Finals MVP Kawhi Leonard at small forward doing all sorts of damage. And then you've got veteran point guard Tony Parker, you know, about to give way to Patty Mills, who's very good. What can you do against, I mean, what can you do against a team that just, you know, doesn't rebuild, just reloads every year? Like last year, the Clippers got lucky against the Spurs in the first round of playoffs. Very, very lucky. Luck ain't going to help teams against the Spurs this year. You're going to have to bring your A game. And that includes the Golden State Warriors. And the thing that, about the Warriors beating the Spurs by 30 earlier this year is that Tim Duncan didn't play. I don't know if it would have made that much of a difference, but we still haven't seen Warriors versus Spurs at full strength yet. That's something we need 7 games of in late May, early June. We need that Western Conference final. And as much as I want Oklahoma City to win the championship because I'm a Durant fan and a Westbrook fan, it's not going to happen for them. They're going to end up breaking this team up at the end of the year because Durant's going to go in free agency this year. Westbrook's going to go the next. And then after that, the Thunder will be back in the tank. And it'll be interesting to see if Oklahoma City supports the team the way the Sonics did when the Sonics were terrible. Because we haven't seen that yet. We haven't seen, you know, the Thunder have been in Oklahoma City for 8 years now. They haven't had to deal with, you know, having, you know, scrubs on the roster. I mean, they had a couple of bad years in the early beginning, but that was because Durant and Westbrook and those guys were just starting to build. But ever since then, they've had a, you know, a nice run of success. But what happens when those guys leave and you're forced to start over? So it's definitely do or die for the Thunder this year. So the Western Conference is going to be fun to watch all the way through. Can't say the same for the East, though. And mind you, I like Toronto. Boston's playing some really good basketball. You can't sleep on the Hawks or the Pacers, or the Heat, for that matter. But and the Bulls will get healthy. You know, they'll be without Jimmy Butler for a while, but that won't, you know, that'll give other guys a chance to step up. But in the meantime, all LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers have to do pretty much is stay healthy, play their game, and they'll be the top seed in the East. And as better as the Eastern Conference has gotten, I just don't see a scenario where, you know, Cleveland doesn't win the East. I mean, unless there's some, you know, catastrophe of injuries that befalls that team. There's not a team in the East that can, you know, keep LeBron in front of them. They can't keep Kyrie in front of them. They can't keep Kevin Love off the boards or Timothy Mozgov or even Tristan Thompson, the $82 million man who averages about 6 points and 6 rebounds a game. Can't keep him off the glass. And they've got shooters. They've got Shumpert. They've got J.R. Smith when he's cooking. James Jones coming off the bench. It's going to be tough to beat Cleveland in the East. I still don't think they're a championship team. Because as we saw last year with the Warriors in the finals, is that LeBron can't do it on his own. And to be fair, Kyrie was balling out of control in the playoffs before he split his kneecap in game one of the finals. After that, the Cavaliers were never the same. Yes, they took a 2-1 lead, but that was because LeBron was playing out of his mind. But LeBron James is 31 years old, going on his 13th year in the NBA. He's seen a little bit of everything. He's felt a little bit of everything. I'm not saying that LeBron isn't still a top two player in his league, because he is. For my money, he's still the best overall player in the NBA. I mean, Steph Curry is a phenomenal shooter. I mean, he's the MVP right now. I mean, he's doing the Larry Bird thing, 50% from the field, 40% from three-point range, 90% from the free throw line. That's talent. That's skill. But LeBron, he's still a transcendent talent. He's Magic Johnson, you know, built like an NFL tight end, pretty much. Flashes the boards. He sees the floor. He directs the offense. Of course, he goes and gets his points. But LeBron, as, you know, superhuman, that era is winding down, or that window is actually closed. He needs help more now than ever. And that's not to say that he still can't take over a game and be a singular player and a singular talent. But they've got, I mean, Cleveland's got to have everybody step up. And now that they fired David Blatt, despite having the best record in the East, the win now pressure is on. Like, you get rid of a coach who only had, you know, had the best winning percentage of a coach in his first 2 years in the NBA, you better ball out. And that's pretty much what the Cavaliers are going to have to do in the second half. Because Toronto's not going away, Boston's not going away. Atlanta, Miami, and Indiana, and Chicago should be there at the end. But other than that, this really is the Cavaliers' conference to lose. It's absolutely their conference to lose. How they manage that from there, you know, remains to be seen. Because either you're going to get three doors in the NBA Finals. Door number one, a Oklahoma City team who still remembers how it felt losing to LeBron in the 2012 Finals with the Heat. You're going to get door number two, the Spurs at full strength in an absolute nightmare, and who beat LeBron in the Finals in 2014. Or you get door number three, the Golden State Warriors. Self-explanatory. So if Cleveland somehow comes out with the NBA championship this year, and despite, you know, as good as their team is and as talented as LeBron James is, it is quite the long shot. It is quite the long shot. So if they win a championship this year, this definitely cements LeBron as one of the top 10 players in the history of this league, to me. I mean, three championship rings is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, he's got two already, but if he brings a championship ring to Cleveland, mind you, the biggest sports story in Cleveland right now, other than the Cavaliers, is Johnny Manziel beating his girlfriend to hearing impairedness. Cleveland needs a boost in the worst way. They need a championship. They're hungry for it. The Cavs have never won one. The Indians haven't won a World Series since 1948. The Browns' last championship, there wasn't even a Super Bowl in 1964. Cleveland needs a championship. I don't know if it's going to be this year. Maybe it'll be next year. But the Cavaliers, you know, the clock is ticking. And mind you, LeBron signed only a 2-year contract. Now, mind you, that's only so he could get the larger money when the salary cap goes through the roof this summer. So I would expect him to re-sign with Cleveland, but there's that unpredictability about him. You'll never know what he's going to do from 1 minute to the next. And that in itself is something that, you know, is the elephant in the room. Like, I don't think he would come back to Cleveland for 2 years just to leave again to go to New York or Chicago or L.A. or whatever. I don't think he would do that. But stranger things have happened. That being said, just, you know, looking forward to getting into, you know, the NBA thing more now that, you know, there's no football, that baseball is still a couple months away. You guys don't really pay attention to hockey, unfortunately. But we'll definitely be talking. You know, we'll keep up with the NBA. We'll be talking music. And I want to sign off today with my thoughts on Valentine's Day. It's really a holiday for people who, you know, are in relationships and who, you know, enjoy that sort of thing going all out. And there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes the overall excitement about Valentine's Day sort of, you know, leaves people who are single perpetually, you know, not by choice, or, you know, just struggling in that area of their lives, you know, feeling less than. And I don't think that's right. Trust me, for years, I struggled with being single on Valentine's Day. Like, I hated it. Like, I don't want to say I'm not the relationship type, but I would just say that, you know, just not having somebody to spend time with, you know, just it becomes compounded around Valentine's Day. Like, you know, people are, you know, sending flowers and chocolates to work, you know, setting up, you know, dates or vacation trips or whatever, and you're just kind of like sitting there looking around like, yeah. But the one thing I can say is that Valentine's Day is a great day to get to know yourself if you're single and, you know, love yourself. Do things that make you happy, like, you know, cook your favorite meal, take in a show by yourself or a game, or just, you know, dance around the house. Do something that doesn't make you feel like, you know, feel like crap because it's Valentine's Day. That's the key. And once you start radiating that sort of, like, you know, love and acceptance and confidence and, you know, happiness with yourself, things change a lot. You know, you just start feeling better about yourself and, you know, you don't feel as bad about being single or, you know, being by yourself or not getting laid. You just, you know, you're enjoying yourself and then, you know, before you know it, you know, something comes along or someone comes along and then all of a sudden, it's a new day. So don't feel bad if you're single on Valentine's Day. Make a Valentine's Day for yourself. Just make it a weekend where you enjoy yourself. You enjoy the things you like, whether it's food, movies, music, whatever. You know, just take yourself on a date this weekend. You'll be glad you did. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to All Subjects Everything, All Subjects Everything all week long. Greatly appreciate your time. If you missed us live on any show this week, blogtalkradio.com/Chris Stevens on air, iTunes, All Subjects Everything. Same thing for Stitcher Mobile. We may be back Monday. We may be back Tuesday. Either way, we'll recap All-Star Weekend, get into the second half of the season, and, you know, the usual stuff. So, y'all enjoy your weekend. Whatever you have planned, you know, be good or be good at it.
Maybach. I don't recollect your name. Compliments your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. You say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way?
Look, another day, another dollar. She hate me when I leave, cause when I leave, I never call her. That's slight shit, I shit. I could call you right quick, but if I call you, gon' be like, boo, why we haven't Skyped yet? And a Skype bet you say, lay where my flight at. If I decline, then you inquire on where I spend my nights at. Shit, this life gets overwhelming and more than hectic. But a woman worth some anger is certainly worth some effort. Just look closer, my life is quite deceptive. Women will sell they soul just to buy some attention. I need something to hold. Fuck that passive aggression. And when I'm back from off that road, don't ask me no questions. Please. Fear what you don't know.
I don't recollect your name.
Oh, baby, I don't know your name.
Let me tell you that them heels really compliments your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. Say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way?
Don't remember how I met her, but I know I won't forget her. And if loving her is wrong, then I just know I won't see heaven. She say she from Seattle, she's 20 and some change. And before I get to TIA, I'm sure to make her rain. Then I back up on my plane, Chi-Town, oh hit. We spent some time and get some wine, have some miles from Harold's. I told her this is overrated, but I love your city, baby. Gotta get back to the D. You know we finally famous. Driver, drop me off at Dallas. I'm headed to some money. TSA be laughing, all the rubbers in your luggage. I know I'ma always leave them, but I swear I always love them. Tell her you'll probably find someone, but you'll never find another. Parlay.
Oh. I don't recollect your name.
Oh, baby, I don't know your name.
Let me tell you that them heels really compliments your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. You say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way?